Today is the first padded practice at Falcons training camp. Falcons training camp. That you can tell we're in the last segment of the show.
That's right.
What are you going to be watching for today on the field?
I can't wait to see one-on-one pass rush with the rooks.
So with you.
I want to see Jalen Walker, and I want to see James Pierce go in one-on-one pass rush. And I don't know how much of that Caleb McGarry will get. He's had, you know, he's been in and out of things, and there's been a game plan for him. But I want to see that. I also, same thing with some of the rookies in one-on-one routes. You know, I want to see Billy Bowman match up with Ray McCloud. I want to see, you know, Xavier Watts have to match up with Kyle Pitts. It's just you want to see these matchups that are one-on-ones that you don't normally get. And so we'll see how that goes. I'm less interested in the 11-on-11. I will say this, too, and I don't know that they'll do this today, but usually this gets introduced on a day like today, third and short, some of the short yardage stuff. Now, I don't know that they've installed those packages yet, but a lot of times they'll wait till the pad comes on to do goal line, third and short, things like that. So that'll be the next thing I'm looking for.
Yeah, that two-minute drill.
Two-minute drill gets introduced
and
as well, yeah.
Because you're gonna have both kickers in pads kicking like a real life.
That's a good call.
That battle's heating up. I saw some stuff out over the weekend. Lenny Craig didn't miss, and I think Kuhn missed one. It was like 47, but they both look like they're gearing up. I'm so with Mike, Allie. Before I was watching, I ever watched practice with Mike, you know, I would just gravitate over to the one-on-one stuff with the trenches. It's just always been fun to watch. And it's just one of those deals where it's one of the things I've always – but I like also like seeing how guys run routes and cover when the pads come on, because they get a little more handsy, get a little more physical at the top of routes. You get them, you know, on both sides of the ball do. Even, you know, coming up on the line of scrimmage with that stuff too. So it's definitely the two-minute drill. So those little things, they always just kind of intrigue me. But I hate to say it, but it is absolutely – all eyes are going to be on the pass rush stuff, I think, when they do those one-on-ones because of the young guys. I'm also – don't forget Braylon Trice.
He's
like a forgotten country out here.
Yeah.
What he could be, and, you know, just seeing some of the stuff from the inside, because you're going to see inside stuff too. So how does Brandon Dorlus look up there, right? When he goes against, you know, a guard center combo, right? Or what's Rook looking like?
I want to get a different vantage point today. I might walk around to the hill a little bit and get kind of that end zone vantage point, so you can see kind of how the defensive line is moving, how they're attacking the double teams. Like Bo said, we've been, you know, the media area has been kind of off to the sideline, kind of where you would see like any normal like team kind of stand. I might go around to the hill today, see if I can get a vantage point and see if you can see just how much there is movement along the defensive front. And I'm assuming the blitz packages with the pads will be even heavier than it was on Saturday. So we'll see.
I don't want to take the show off the rails.
Uh-oh.
No, here we go.
But I'm going to.
Just watched a mom and the son, and she just bought him a brand new Falcons hat at the little store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How quick are you when you buy a new hat if you're somewhere to put that hat on? Because that. The son, like, could not wait to put his hat on. Like, he's like, his mom's, like, peeling the stickers off. He's like, I got to put this hat on right now. He's, like, getting the fit of it. And I was like, man, makes me excited. I want a new hat. I wonder if I can find that hat that Terry was wearing. He had that camo Falcons hat. I think that hat looked good, man.
All right, you went far enough. I want a new Falcons hat.
All right? Yeah.
So you took us off the rails and then you just kept going. You asked a question and then answered it for yourself and just kept going. Ask me when's the last time I bought a hat in public.
Well, you can't.
It's been literally probably 30 years ago.
Gordon can buy a hat in public.
I'm not doing that. So, yeah, I can't answer it. My head's too big to buy it in public. But there are a lot of people buying those hats over there, man. So, that is
at what age did you not stop?
What age did when I you, age out of hats?
Yeah, like at public hats, like, you know, hats for everybody
public
else.
Public hats.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably 17,
wow.
I want to say. Yeah, at that point, my head probably got out of the 7 5/8, 7 3/4 range and just started going to 7 7/8 and 8.
Hope you tried it on before you bought it.
Yeah. What?
Like the hat. Like that moment when you're like,
won't fit.
Nah, won't fit.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to go to a place called Lids at the mall.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
It's still there?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
I don't
still
know.
There?
I don't ever go to the mall.
I was in the mall the other day. It's still there.
Do they still have, like, champs? at the mall?
I think so.
Or in like Finish Line.
There's a new memorabilia store at Town Center Mall that we happened to walk by the other day, and I saw my mortgage payment going out the window because my husband loves to buy memorabilia. But there was new like vintage stuff, and the guy inside was like, "If you buy two, it's on sale." I'm like, "Don't tell him that. Yes. Please don't tell
him."
Dude.
Good business, man.
Champs was my jam back in the day.
Yeah,
like,
same.
We always had to go into Champs. Like my mom knew, like, my sister, she wanted to go to the bookstore, no matter what, in the mall, and I was like, I want to go to Champs.
Bro, when Champs started selling the tall size, the T-shirt, you knew what time it was.
I never needed that, I don't know if I had to say that out loud.
In hindsight, theirs was a little too tall. You know what I mean? Like, started getting past your butt. It started looking like a little dress, but nonetheless, man, that's where I was.
Yeah, I don't think I need to say that. It didn't wear a tall. Dylan, let's go. Yeah, the Baron Burns W sauce, a little Allen Lager. I'm going to have to refresh today when I get home with an Allen Lager from New Realm Brewing.
Really good, right?
I mean,
now.
Dude, I could go for one right now.
Like, I could too.
Right this moment. If I had a cold beer, it'd be great. Anyways. Yeah, Gordon's got a cooler. I'm just going to put a six-pack in there Thursday and leave it in there. We'll just have one
there
after the show.
There we go.
I don't think the Falcons will mind us drinking a beer and then walking in there and the practice facility. All right. So recently, the Mike's Mafia news channel had a special report, and I have put my people out there, and my lead correspondent on the street, Brenton Steiner, has a special investigative report from the Squidbilly News Network. Dylan, let's hear from Mr. Brent's his report from Woodstock, Georgia.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Bo.
Hey,
Allie,
Bo.
Dylan. Hey,
hi,
guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, the morning show. This is Pearl.
This is Pearl, Squid Nation for life. Here it is, Bo Morgan. Make sure you hear this one, okay? Bye, ya.
You heard it.
You bullied that poor
for
lady.
Oh,
my
life.
Goodness. Please.
You bullied
Miss Pearl
that poor lady.
Please give
part
context.
Of the nation.
Miss Pearl, who saw a Squid Nation shirt on our lead correspondent, Brent, at the Publix that she works at, you know, she called out. She said, what's the other one? Mike's Mafia. Yeah, they suck. That's what she said. That's what I heard anyways.
No, it's unbelievable that you bullied that poor woman
into joining
Ms. Pearl. The nation.
No one can bully Miss Pearl.
That's the only way.
Know,
that's the only way anybody would do that.
I know. I'm friends with both of her sons. They go to my gym. And so she contacted me and said, I need to get the Squid Nation shirt I saw on your lead correspondent, Brent. And I said, no problem. So we hooked her up with the Squid Nation shirt. And she has now purchased it. She's wearing it proudly. She's wearing it in the video. And she said, you heard it. I mean, I don't know if late, great Hollywood Hogan could have said better. For life.
No, that's
Squid
just,
Nation.
That's nice.
For
no.
life. She said it right there.
Well, look.
So,
Allie, you tell
Squid
me.
Squid Nation
the,
for life.
Yeah, that's right.
You be the judge here. Now, if
it's
you remember,
drop,
this
Dylan.
Was he was on the way to Atlanta Motor Speedway wearing his Squid Nation shirt. I'm sorry, Echo Park Speedway wearing his Squid Nation shirt. And she said, oh, I'm more of a Mafia member.
Yes.
Okay, now he has clearly bullied this poor lady into being
anybody.
A part of Squid Nation.
Who
it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Squid Nation
you went back.
For life.
You
That's
went
right.
back to have a conversation with her about this. This is absolutely diabolical.
No,
though.
I never went. I never went to Publix to have a conversation with her. I just
but
told
you got
her,
a message sent to her.
She messaged me when she found out that we played it, and I said, yeah, my heart was broken.
Oh, see,
and,
you bullied this lady, man.
She said, I never left the nation. I said, well, you know, we got audio that sounds different.
Wow.
And she said, I want to – she basically – when you buy the Squid Nation T-shirt, it is like getting the brand of Yellowstone on your chest back in the TV
oh,
show.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, when Rip has the Yellowstone brand, the Y branded into his
not
chest.
Not the same. Yep.
That's what happens when you buy a Squid Nation shirt. You don't go back. Once you're in the nation, it's for – life.
Here's what I would like you to do, because when your nickname was announced today to Terry Fontenot, when
That's
he joined
right.
us on the show, he wanted to know about it. You had to explain it. I'm sure there was a little bit of humiliation in having to explain that nickname to him. I would love for you to buy him a shirt and see if you can get him to wear it.
That's what size do you think Terry wears?
That's just, please don't.
What size do you think Terry wears? I got some shirts already,
already
made.
Already gone far enough. Who was it, Derek Schiller, that was saying he was part of Squid Nation?
Derek Schiller is a big honcho of the Atlanta Braves, is a proud card-carrying member of Squid Nation.
That was very earlier on in the history of the show.
Yeah.
I think that he's probably listened enough to know that he should probably flip that.
I disagree.
That.
I disagree. He knows. He knows what's up.
We really tapped into, I think, what the interests of Squid Nation were in this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, all the higher ups in this city are members of Squid Nation. It should tell y'all something. It should tell every one of y'all something right now.
How many shirts are out there?
There's more than you think.
There's like five.
No, there's way more. I can pull up my sales of the Empire, but they're a lot. I mean, we have news networks. I might have to get Brent a Squid Nation news network.
And before we go, somebody keeps tweeting me saying that we didn't have. It's a shame I didn't have Flash Gordon on my list. Can we stop with that?
He was quarterback, New York Jets.
I know he was. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Brad Bird says no one from Remember the Titans.
They were real. That would be the non-fictional section, sir.
We're going too far. We're going too far, man. Just accept it.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful list.
As someone that appeared as an extra in that movie, I will tell you that the Remember the Titans appears in the non-fiction movie section. That's where you have to go to Blockbuster to get it.
There you go. It's like Miracle on Ice. You can't pick one of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get out to practice. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, Gordon, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Squid Nation.
Squid Nation for life.